Hello, my name is Milton Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps for You, where our goal each time is to provide you with initial steps to walk out this brand new lifestyle in Christ Jesus. And here's today's Fresh Step. What can separate us from the love of God? Can anything separate us from the love of God? Can our faults, our failures, can our mistakes, our bad choices of relationships, or the number of times we place things ahead of God? Or is there any person or any such thing that can separate us from the love of God? I can tell you beyond the benefit of doubt, there is absolutely nothing that can separate us from His love, because He made a decision to love us from the foundation of the world. In fact, it says it in Romans chapter 8. Paul was writing to the church at Rome, and he asked this question. He asked in Romans 8:35, he says, "Who should separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations or distresses, shall persecutions or famines, shall nakedness or peril or sword?" Is there anything that can separate us from the love of God? It also says in verse 37, it says, "Yet in all these things, he's made us more than conquerors through Him who loves us. For I am fully persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." God made a decision from the foundation of the world that He was going to love us unconditionally. It means He's loving us, expecting nothing in return. So when people say love is love, that's not a true statement, because there's different types of love. You have agape love, which is the God kind of unconditional love. You have phileo love, which is a love based off of friendship, or we have things in common. You have a storge love, which is love like parents have towards their children. And then you have a eros love, which is an erotic love, which is based off of physical attractions for one another. So love is not love. But when we're talking about what can separate you from the agape, unconditional love of God? Absolutely nothing. And man, that's some good news. My name is Milton Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps for You. And we'll see you next time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.